Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 17. People who accept discipline are on the pathway to life, but those who ignore correction will go astray. It isn't easy when someone corrects us. I can recall many moments when people have told me that I've got something wrong. Most of the time they've spoken gently and sensitively, but that hasn't always been the case. There have been times when I've been criticised and the memory of those moments still stings. Some of them happened decades ago, but the emotions are still quite raw. However, the writer of Proverbs is confident that being disciplined is so good for us that it leads to life. King Solomon in Ecclesiastes spoke similarly when he wrote, "Better to be criticised by a wise person than to be praised by a fool." There's no doubt that our natural reaction to being corrected or criticised is to be defensive. However, it's usually best simply to listen to what's being said and to say nothing. Then we can take time to calmly reflect on what's been said. Even if most of it was off target, there may be some nuggets of wisdom that don't need to be missed. The writer of Proverbs knew that those who fail to listen to any correction place themselves in a very dangerous place. They arrogantly believe that they are right, whatever they do, and are likely to face disaster. There's no promise that discipline and criticism will suddenly become enjoyable. However, if we listen to others with care and grace, we can be sure that God will use such moments to make us stronger and wiser. So let me ask you a question. How do you handle criticism? And how could you handle it better? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, help us to listen carefully and graciously to other people, even when it's hard to hear what they have to say. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I do encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And don't forget that the talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.